Now, before we begin every Bible class, we apply the words from 1 John 1:9 to the beginning of this lesson.
我们每一堂课开始的时候都会从约翰一书第一章第九节的这一个经句来开始我们的整个课程的程序。
1 John 1:9 tells us, if we name our sins to God the Father, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
约翰一书第一章第九节就在讲的是，如果我们在 天父的面前，将我们的错向他认错的话，公平公正的天父就会给我们一个洗刷清白的机会。And
naming your sins is a very simple procedure. There's a Greek word. The Greek word is homologeo, which just means that you state or you name your sins without any emotion, without any subjective thinking, and you name that sin to God the Father.
而所谓的认罪这个说法，在希伯来文里面那个字，不是希伯来文，是希腊文，它其实是不带情绪的，就是我们只是告诉天父，我们发现我们自己做错了什么。For
example, maybe you got angry with your boss at work, or maybe you had an injustice towards somebody, and you say, God, I got angry at my boss, or God, I was unjust.
好，就是如果呢，我们在上班的时候对老板生了气，或者对其他人有一些不高兴的事，或者做了什么，我们就告诉上帝说：“上帝啊，我今天对我的老板不高兴。”And
that's it. That's all you need to do, because that's all the verse is telling us what we need to do.
而我们就只需要这样子，很保持平静平常的心去跟天父讲，这就是这个经句里面教我们的做法。
One of the problems with the verse is that when it's translated into English, they translate this word homologeo, the Greek word, as confess.
但是很多时候，我们在翻译圣经的翻译里面，却把这些字认错这件事情翻译成了。Usually
they translate it as confess.
Confess.
Okay.
对，因为 confess 是告诫，很多时候大家把它翻译成告诫。
So you have a secret, and you didn't want to tell them.
不想告诉人家的秘密讲出来的那种状态，那才是所谓的confess.
Okay. The problem is anyway, in the English, when you have the word confess, it implies there's a lot of emotional activity involved.
就是最主要是说，如果用了这个被逼供啊，告解啊这些词，其实对于英文来讲，那都有很多的那种 感觉在里面，很多的情绪在里面。
You see that maybe a Christian is like, oh God, I'm so sorry, and I didn't mean to do that, and I promise I'll change, and I won't do it again.
好，比如说一个基督徒就跟上帝说，上帝对不起，我真的不应该这样做的，我以后一定不会这样做，我一定会悔改。好，这种是用一种非常情绪化的方式去跟上帝认罪。
Yeah, and the reason I mention this was because in our discussion the other day, it seems like the Chinese, there's a lot of foreign, Western Christians as well, they think that when you name your sins that there has to be some kind of a repentance involved as well.
为什么特别要讲解？因为那天我们在讨论说，在中国人甚至有西方人也是这样，当你在认罪的时候，他都带着一种好像一定要去救，就是要认罪悔改 的那个概念在里面。
There's nothing about repentance in 1 John 1:9. You're not repenting of your sins.
但是其实约翰一书第一章第九节讲的这认罪是不包含悔改的概念在里面。See,
what you're doing is you're naming your sins. You're just admitting your sins to God the Father, what you did.
所以呢，你跟天父认罪，就是你在告诉天父你做了什么。And
then God does the rest.
然后呢，上帝会做其他，会为你做其他的了。Which
is to forgive you your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
他最主要是他会宽恕你，同时呢，还给你一个正直的状态。And
the reason he can do that is because you've believed in Jesus Christ, and then God looks at the cross, and he can see that your sins were punished on the cross, and then he can forgive you because Jesus Christ took care of your sins.
他之所以可以让能够洗刷你的所有的罪，是因为耶稣基督，他为我们上了十字架，他也为我们洗刷了所有的罪。所以因为我们相信了耶稣基督，所以我们的罪就，当我们认罪的时候，我们的罪就一起上了 耶稣的十字架而被清洗。
The punishment of your sins upon Jesus Christ at the cross was what we call a judicial procedure. It was a legal procedure.
我们的罪被十字架耶稣的十字架清洗这件事情，其实是一个法律上面的一个程序。
Jesus,
具有法律效应的一个程序。
Jesus is the mediator. He was the lamb without spot and blemish, the one who is going to be the sacrifice.
因为耶稣在那个状态下，他就是受罪的羔羊，是被献祭的羔羊。
He was perfect.
而且他是一个完美的一个献祭。
And because he was perfect, he was eligible, or he was the legitimate one who could take the punishment for our sins.
因为他的那样无限的完美，所以他可以将我们所有的罪都得到清洗。
So all of the sins in human history, from Adam in the garden, all the way up to the last man in human history, which is coming in the future, of course, all of the sins, whether they're big sins, small sins, the worst sins you could think of, they were all put upon Jesus Christ as a judicial imputation. A legal imputation where God said, okay, now I'm gathering up all the sins and I place them on my son Jesus Christ.
所以呢，从人类开始的亚当夏娃到最后未来的那个最后一个人类，所有每一个人的所有犯的罪，不管大罪小罪，全部都因为神，我们的耶稣基督的一个在十字架上的一个的这个献祭而完全得到洗刷。好晕哦。
Okay. So we're just having an earthquake here, so the translator's freaking out.
Dizzy.
Okay. So then what happened was God punished the sins while they're upon Jesus Christ. He punished Jesus Christ for our sins. So the sins are placed on Jesus Christ. Now Jesus Christ has become sin on our behalf.
我们所有的罪都放到了耶稣基督身上，而天父承担了所有人类的罪，而去处罚他。
If you read a good gospel message tract, it will explain this. That he was pierced. Jesus Christ was pierced. I mean, that was like stabbed, basically. But that was the punishment for our sins. So that God the Father, as the judge, was punishing Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because now all of the sins of the world were on Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the nails in the hands. It's nothing to do with the nails in the hands. It's actually he was stabbed or pierced for our iniquities. Well, try, okay, 1 Peter 2:24. This is a good verse here.
我们看一下那个彼得一书的二章二十四节。
This tells you how he was bearing our sins and then he was punished. Bring up the Chinese here. Okay, for our sins were put upon him.And then the stripes, that's the punishment from God. Now he's resolving the sin issue. But this is not from the humans. You know, he was beaten up by humans, but we're talking about on the cross. This is all talking about the punishment from God the Father on Jesus Christ. That, you know, God had to be propitiated. He had to be satisfied.
好，在彼得一书的二章十二十四节里面提到，耶稣在木头上承担我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。这个鞭伤，听的在说，他不是指的人类给他的那些士兵给他的鞭伤而已。他其实是也同时受了天父给他的责罚。
Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to explain that as well. Let's rebound, which means we'll name our sins to God the Father, because we haven't actually started the lesson yet.
Yeah.
And then I'll explain this, and hopefully we can move forward.
所以呢，我们解释到现在，我们还没有开始对天父认罪，所以我们先开始这个我们自己跟天父私下的认罪的这个仪式。
Okay.
我们开始。
Let's do that now.Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
我们感谢天父给我们这些时间。
We give thanks for your word and for the power that comes from your Holy Spirit.
我们也感谢你对我们的话语以及这些话语所有的力量，让我们能够得到圣灵。
In order that we can understand your word.
也让圣灵让我们可以理解你话语的真实的意义。
and make the right applications in our spiritual lives.
而且让我们能够做最最正确的运用在我们的灵性生活上。
That we can grow to be spiritually mature.
让我们可以在灵性的成长中越来越成熟。
To become good witnesses for you.
成为你神的最重要的见证人。
And to glorify you in the angelic appeal trial.
而且在天使的征战中让我们能够荣耀你。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因为耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we've got a lot of things to get through today, so we need to be very quick.
因为我们今天有非常多东西要讲，所以我们要快一点。
Okay, but at the end of the lesson, you know, we have materials and books that we can share with you as well.
那之后我们可以给你们一些书，让大家可以回去看。
Okay. But what I'm explaining at the moment is that Jesus Christ was the target for the punishment for our sins.
我们要先说的是，耶稣呢，其实是我们的罪和罚。要的一个目标物吧。
Okay, so the first man was Adam, and he sinned in the garden, and Eve actually, she even sinned before him. But from the sins in the garden, and all of the millions and billions and billions of sins throughout human history to the last person in human history, were put upon Jesus Christ at 12 noon until 3 p.m. on the 14th of Nisan, which is That was the Jewish month about March. And this took place in approximately the year 29 AD. Okay, so we have the time, we have the place, that's Jerusalem, and all of the sins were put on Jesus Christ at that time.
Only 3 hours?
3 hours.
耶稣呢，他应该从亚当夏娃开始，他们到我们人类的最后一个，哈，这整个过程中，我们所有人的罪都在耶稣被钉上十字架。在西元29年的时候中午12点到下午3点的那个 Nisan 我不知道是几月
That's the Hebrew month
反正就是一个 Nisan 但是3月左右的一个就是 Nisan 这个月的14号在那3个小时被钉在十字架上的时候他承担了我们所有人类的罪
And this had all been prophesied throughout the Old Testament and even to Adam and Eve in the garden. Jesus Christ had given them the gospel about this message. Do you believe that this is going to happen?
即使在亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候其实耶稣就已经给他们这两个人这个课程让他们要理解要不要相信将来会有发生这样的事情。
Okay, because in the garden we see that the Lord brought a lamb as a sacrifice. Well, it says an animal, but we can assume it was a lamb as a sacrifice. And throughout the Old Testament, you have these animal sacrifices. Like Abraham, he was offering up animal sacrifices. Before him, we had Noah, of course, offering animal sacrifices. And through the age of Israel, we have the Levitical priests, the high priests.Offering up animal sacrifices representing this moment in history.
好，即使在这个伊甸园，还有到后来亚伯拉罕，好，以及很多很多的大祭司，他们都一直在运用羊来绵羊作为一个献祭。
And remember, before Jesus began his ministry, and he went down to the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist, and John the Baptist says, "Here comes the Lamb of God." The one who takes away the sins of the world.
而当耶稣第一次到约旦河被这个施洗约翰受洗的之前，他走到前面去的时候，施洗约翰就看到他，就说：“啊，上帝的羔羊来了。”
Oh, that's John 1:29.
这是约翰福音一章29节。
Okay, but talking about this moment where he was going to take the punishment for the sins of the world.
好，所以呢，我们重点就在什么呢？耶稣上十字架的那一刻，他就在为我们全人类做了一个献祭，而他自己就是那一只羔羊。
And even for the sins in the future, because of course God is omniscient, which means He knows all things, and He knows all of the sins of the future, and He doesn't forget any of the details. So all of the sins could be put on Jesus Christ.
而我们要记得这个上帝他是全知的上帝所以他在对未来的所有的事情他都知道的所以他在那一刹那间即使耶稣是在2000年前上了十字架他也承担了未来所有人类 接下来要犯的罪。
Now God is a righteous God.
而上帝是一个完全公义的神。
And therefore, to have a relationship with God, you need to be perfectly righteous.
因为神是那么的完美而公义，所以当我们要跟神有一个关系的时候，我们也必须是要完全的完美公义的。
And to be perfectly righteous, we cannot do that through human works.
而我们要成为一个完美公义的人，是不可能因为人的努力而做得到的。
And God's righteousness needs to be satisfied. So wherever there's sin, that's going to create a barrier between man or even the angels and God because there's a sin barrier.
而罪呢，它其实 是一个阻挡人跟神有关联性的一个阻碍。它就是一个阻碍，所以我们必须要在完全洁净的状况下，我们才能够在保持跟神的关系。
Okay, so God's righteousness needs to be satisfied.
所以神的完全的公义是需要被满足的。
We have an English word actually, propitiation, that means that God was satisfied by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
耶稣基督其实是我们跟神和解的那个，创造我们和解的那个人。
Okay, because Jesus Christ is the perfect sacrifice, and even for the 3 hours that he was taking the punishment for our sins, he didn't get angry, he didn't get bitter, he didn't feel sorry for himself. See, all of those things are sins. So even on the cross, he did not sin.
我们了解耶稣他是一个完全无瑕完美，没有任何罪的一个我们的人类代表。即使他在十字架上这么的痛苦，而且承担这么多别人的罪，他依然没有生气，没有任何的那种自我觉得悲哀或等等的。
Okay.
所以他是其实是完美的。
And because God is now satisfied at the cross, his anger, we can say his wrath, has been satisfied because now the sin was punished and then everything's over.
因为他的完美的牺牲，所以让所有的这些他身上承担的人类使过去未来的罪都因此得到了一个完美的和解。
And so now God's righteousness is free to give his own righteousness to whoever believes in Jesus Christ.
因为这样一个完美的和解，所以他的正义公义就给了所有的愿意相信他的人。
Okay, and that's why when we believe in Jesus Christ, God gives us his very own perfect righteousness.
所以只要是我们信了主耶稣基督，我们就得到了完美的公义。
See, that's what happened with Abraham. Abraham believed in Jesus Christ, and then it was imputed to him as perfect righteousness. It was credited to him.
然后呢，因为亚伯拉罕相信了主，所以呢，所谓的完美的公义就被赐给了他。
And that's Genesis 15:6.
创世纪第十五章第六节。
Okay, and then in Romans chapter 4, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6 as well, Paul talks about how Abraham and even David were made righteous because they believed in Jesus Christ.
然后在罗马书中第四章也提到，就是亚伯拉罕和大卫王都因为相信了耶稣基督而得到了完美的公义。
Not because of their works, but because they believed in Jesus Christ.
而不是因为他们为人为神做了什么。
Now, we can see all the legal things that are happening here. See, God is the judge. He makes a legal decision. He put the sins on Jesus Christ, and the judge now is punishing.
这整个呢，其实是一个法律性的一个状态啊，就是说，等于是我们的天父就是站在法官的位置去处罚全身都是人类的罪的耶稣。
And when you believe in Jesus Christ, see, God looks at your faith and he says, oh, you've believed in the work that happened on the cross, so now I'll give you my righteousness.
当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，天父就会看到，哦，你相信了耶稣在上十字架所承担的这一切，那因此因为你的信，我就可以给你完美的公义。
Now, these are all legal processes. There's no emotion involved.
这全部呢都是一个法定的一个过程，而没有任何情绪在里头。
Okay, and when you name your sins to God the Father after you've been saved, it's the same thing. We're dealing with a legal process. It's not an emotional process.
所以呢，当我们去跟天父认罪的时候，那也是一样，是一个法律的过程，而不是任何情绪的结果。
So for example, yeah, here's you know, Mr. Joe, I guess, and he believes in Jesus Christ, and so now God has given him what we can call plus R. That's God's perfect righteousness. Okay, so now you should be able to see the whiteboard. So we have this guy here, and he believes in Jesus Christ, and God gives him plus R, perfect righteousness.
好，如果有一个叫 Joe 的人，他相信了耶稣基督，那上帝呢就会给他一个正的 R。就是完美的公义，这是等于是上帝给的一个我们的一个礼物。
Just like we saw that God gave to Abraham and David.
这就像是上帝给了亚伯拉罕跟大卫一样，他们都得到了这个完美的公义。
This is one of the 40 things that God gives to you when you believe in Jesus Christ.
当我们相信了耶稣基督之后呢，其实神会给我们40个礼物。好，那这是第一个礼物。
And if you want to know more about the 40 absolutes, we have the book, The Plan of God, so you can read about all of those things that God gives you when you believe in Jesus.
那有一本书是特别写出来，就当我们信了耶稣基督之后，我们会得到的40个绝对的礼物。
Yeah. And 39 of those 40 things, once God gives them to you at salvation, He cannot take them away. He will not take them away, whatever you do. He will not revoke them. They're irrevocable.
You mean the 39. 那40个里面，40个礼物里面呢，有39个是上帝给出来之后，他是再也不会拿回去了。
Okay, including His perfect righteousness.
包含他给我们的完美的正义。
But Job's like every other believer, after he's been saved, he's going to sin. You know, we sin until the day we die, we will continue to sin.
但是这个 Job 呢，就像我们一样，在就算信了主，我们还是一样有可能每天都在犯罪，好，一直到我们死。
But regardless of how bad he sins, he's never going to lose his plus R, he's never going to lose his salvation.
但是呢，我们要记得的是，就算他做了多大的罪状，当他曾经在那一刻开始信主之后，他都不会再失去上帝给他的公义跟他的救赎。
Okay, because God operates on principles, He operates on virtue. He's not going to operate on emotion. He's not going to change His mind.
上帝是不会改变主意的，因为他所有的运作是按照合理的一个程序，不是按照情绪。
So when God makes a promise, then He's going to keep His promise.
所以当神承诺的，他永远承诺。
Okay. Now, Joe might be like a lot of believers, and he knows he needs to name his sins to God the Father. When he's naming his sins, he's feeling sorry for himself, and he knew he did wrong, so he can get a bit emotional.
Joe 这个人呢，他可以跟很多很多的这个信徒是一样的。
And you know, he's saying, God, I confess my sin. Let's say I was unfaithful to my wife.
也许他跟上帝讲说，我又犯罪了。也许他会说，我对我的太太不忠实。
For the last 3 months, I've been sleeping with prostitutes.
三个月他就是做了很多坏事。
just to make it interesting. But you know, regardless of that, he hasn't lost his salvation.
但是呢，就算他做了这么多坏事，他并不会失去他的救赎。
Now he's suffering a lot of discipline for this, and he will suffer for a long, long time.
而因为他做了坏事，所以他会有非常多的坏的一些后果会发生在他身上，而且这些灾难他都会一直承担的。
Yeah, just because you name your sins doesn't mean that God's going to stop your punishment, your discipline.
当下你就得到了一个完成的公义，但不代表神就不会给你责罚哦。
Okay.But the fact is that when he names his sins, he doesn't need to make promises to God and say, God, I feel really bad about what I did, and I promise I'll stop.
他说当你在认罪的时候，并不代表说你要跟神说，啊，我真的很抱歉我做了这个坏事，而且我一定那个允诺永远不会再犯这个错。
Now, he could say that.
当然他可以这样说。
But God's not going to hear that. God knows that this man is going to keep on sinning and carry on with his bad behavior.
但是你说，就算你跟神说我再也不做了，但是神都知道这个人不见得能够做到将来不再犯同样的错。
You never make promises to God.
所以你千万不要跟神去做任何的承诺。
In fact, Jesus was teaching the disciples, you don't make promises to anybody.
就像耶稣甚至教我们，不要对任何人做那种不可能的承诺。
If you say you're going to do something, you can say you're going to do it, but then you do it, of course.
你要做，你就做。
Like if you make an appointment with somebody, but you have to be aware that when we make promises, that we're humans.
我们必须知道，就是当我们下了一个承诺的时候，但我们是人。
People change, and they change their thinking, they get emotional, for example.
有些时候人是会改变，或者是太过于情绪化。
And they can be very sincere, like if you promise to God, God, I'm going to stop sleeping with prostitutes. You know, you can be very sincere about that.
即使你非常诚意地跟神下承诺说，我绝对不会去跟妓女睡觉。
But remember, you know, when you're making or naming your sins to God the Father, you're in a court procedure.
但是你要知道哦，你在跟神认罪的时候，你其实是在做一个法庭的程序。
And you're just saying, like Joe says, I was sleeping with prostitutes, and God looks at the cross and he saw that Jesus was punished for those sins, for every one of those sins that were involved. And there's mental sins involved, and of course there's action sins involved. They were all punished on the cross.
不论我们做了什么错，神当我们跟神认错的那一下，神就立刻看到这个罪是回到了耶稣基督的身上，而由耶稣基督来接受这个罪的惩罚。不管这个罪是你的头脑里的想法的罪，还是你真的一个行动的罪。
And so at this point in time, God can look at the cross and he says, Yes, I did punish my son for those sins, and so your sins can be forgiven.
而那个时候呢，神看到是由耶稣基督代我们受了罚，所以他就已经承认这个处罚已经完成。
Okay, anyway, so you can read about that more in like the book of Rebound.
所以我们在那个反弹那本书里面有很详细的说明这个对神认罪这个程序。